Well, certainly anytime you lose a player like Cam Wake, it's going to hurt, you know. And I would say, you know, losing Cam really hurts just in pass game production and then just his leadership, too, overall. But, you know, I would say the others are they're misfits. And, you know, those things come down. When you, like last week you played Buffalo. I mean, they do so many things, and they did a number of things that were – that they had done over the bye that were new schemes and systems and our system. And so, you know, sometimes when you fit those things or you're trying to fit them in the middle of a game, you're going to have runs that break. And unfortunately, you know, they got us last week. So those are things our coaches talk about all the time. You know, we'll get those things cleaned up. We know we have to this week. I mean, Philly's going to run it. They do a good job inside, but also on the perimeter, and they've got a whole stable of backs that can run, and so we got our hands full, but we'll put in some good work this week.
Dan, when you look at the Eagles' run game, and I'm sure you've looked at it from the beginning of the season to now, what do you see differently from their offensive line that has kind of kick-started that run game over the last four or five games?
You know, they're playing well together, and certainly when you have Peters in there, it's even that much better. But, I mean, when you have a guy like Kelce in the middle, you know, I think he's a hell of a player. You know, he's pretty gritty, and you can tell he's smart. I know he sets the table for him, and then, you know, he gets out in open space with those other guys. I mean, that's where they get dangerous. You know, they have a good tight end that can block the perimeter and Selleck, and then when you get those guys on the edge, they're pretty good athletes and run good for linemen. I mean, that's where you get into problems.
As a player, Dan, what was your experience like playing in Philadelphia?
It was, I mean, always it was good. You know, I was fortunate enough to have 7 years, four of those with the Giants and three versus Dallas. So I tell people all the time, there is no division quite like the NFC East where everybody really hates everybody. So it was you know, I always enjoyed it. I think it's a great football atmosphere. You know, I think their fans really get into it, you know, and it's one of those places that I always enjoy playing at.
Dan, how much did the off-season foot injury kind of set Parker back as far as his progress?
Well, it did considerably. You know, when he had to have the surgery, he was just kind of coming along for us, you know, being a young guy. He was getting better, and then he had the foot surgery, so then we lose him for a significant amount of time. Once we get him back, he's starting to make progress, and then he had a little hiccup about a week ago, and so it has, but we're hoping to get him back and get him back to kind of where he was and then just grow from there.
Dan, taking over as the head coach kind of, early in the season, what sort of challenges did that present, and what kind of transition was that for you?
I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, it was just from everything that you deal with that deals with the team and the mood and the tone. I mean, that was a big change that had transpired. They just lost their head coach, and so you're trying to get them back on the right track. You're trying to get them going again, get them feel good about what we have in the building and what we're capable of. But then also just for me is the things that you – decisions you make that don't necessarily have to do with X's and O's or the football, you know, football part of it at all. And, you know, those have been the things that have been unique.
Dan, how do you feel about a guy like Sturgis who was with you guys and has kind of gotten a second chance here in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I'm a believer in second chances. I mean, Sturgis, I've always liked Sturgis, you know, and certainly it didn't go exactly the way we wanted it here for him, but I'm not shocked that he's out there and has kind of had a resurgence. I mean, that happens all the time in this league. It happens with every team. So, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm happy for him. I just hope he doesn't kick good against us.
What makes Landry such a good slot receiver, Dan?
He's a very good athlete. B, he loves the game, and I mean, he lives for it. I mean, he cannot get enough football. He is the ultimate competitor. He practices that way. You know, you put somebody over him one-on-one, and I don't care what time of year it is, what the drill is, he wants to win. And, I mean, he wants to win as bad as anybody I've ever been around.
What do you see from the Eagles' defense?
Tell you what, they're good. I mean, these guys are, you talk about two-gap type defense, that the whole front from those three big guys in the middle in their base to the guys on the outside, Barwin and those guys, you know, they do a good job. It's like when you put in that type of defense and you're coaching up the way that those guys attack, you shock, you lock out, you shed. I mean, they do it textbook, and they're big, they're strong, they're physical, and it's impressive. I mean, it's hard to run the ball on those guys. And, you know, Cox is having a really good year. Logan's having, I mean, there's a number of guys over there. So, I mean, Brandon Graham, we thought, did a nice job. So, hey, we got our hands full. I mean, those guys are, they're not giving up much over there. And they make you earn everything you get.
In your 2 years working with Dave Phipp, what impressions did you have?
Love Phipp. High energy. He's, I mean, you talk about a special teams coach. You need a guy that is high, high energy and knowledgeable. And he's both of those. We love Phipp. I was, you know, he was a good friend, too, and you know, I was sad to see him go, but I was happy for him, and I knew he would be successful.
Dan, when you took over, did you try to what sort of changes did you make? Did you do anything personnel-wise or philosophy-wise?
There was a couple of change personnel-wise, but it was a little bit more philosophy-wise, just the kind of the way we practiced and the things we did in practice. We had, you know, I think a lot more of it was trying to push the tempo to where it was more like the games. Then, you know, and to do that, to get a high level of competition and get them moving to make it feel like Sunday, you know, you can't be on the field as long. But the time that you are on the field, it's got to mean something. It's got to count, and we were moving. There can't be any dead time. That was probably the biggest change.
You caught everybody's attention with that Oklahoma drill on the first day. What was the players' reaction?
Yeah, well, it really wasn't Oklahoma drill. All it was is one-on-one drills with all their teammates watching. That's all it was. So, but, it, you know, for example, it was one-on-one pass rush, defensive end, tackle, and all the teammates, offense is watching on one side watching their guy, defense is on the other side watching their guy, and that was kind of the premise of those drills. There's nowhere to run. It's all about being, you're going to rise up or you're going to get exposed. That's the whole point of it.
Dan, you talked about upping the tempo at practices. Did you go to Billy a little bit on that? I mean, Chip's known for the pace of his practices and how fast they go. Did Billy have any influence on that?
Well, I mean, certainly Bill's always talked about, you know, how fast that they went when he was in Philly. And I wouldn't say we go that fast because I know how fast they go over there. I have a pretty good idea. But it's much more up-tempo than what we've done is the best way to describe it. But, no, I mean, Bill's been a huge resource for everybody here as far as the way Philly works and the things they do.